Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been touched? Have you ever been touched while moving through a crowd? Have you ever been touched by your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, or significant other? Did that touch get your attention? Were you aware that you've been touched? Did you experience an exchange when you were touched? I'm sure if you have children, their touch has a different effect on you than your friend's touch. Have you ever experienced a touch that communicated a need? There is a touch that pulls something out of you without a word being said. There was a woman who had a flow of blood 12 years who communicated a need without saying a word. In Luke chapter 8, verses 41 through 46, it is written, "Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped, and Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, 'Master, the multitude thronged and pressed you, and you say, who touched me?' But Jesus said, 'Somebody touched me, for I have perceived power going out from me.' Now when the woman saw she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling before him and declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace.'" This woman had the faith not to only touch Jesus, but to touch him expecting a return. Notice that no words were exchanged between her and the one she knew could heal her. She touched him with a purpose that had been submerged in a glass of faith. She had the faith, but still she had to get through the crowd, come up from behind close enough to reach out and touch his garment. She had spent all her money on doctors and still had the flow of blood. This was it for her. She didn't have any money, but she had faith in Jesus and reached out. What about you? What have you been dealing with? How long have you been dealing with your flow of anger, anxiety, depression, lack of finances, loneliness, and so much more? Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, and the woman, after 12 years, still had hope, but it was not in money or man, but Jesus. So she reached out and touched him as he went. What are you going to do? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.